All right, let's look in God's Word. I would like you to turn in your Bibles to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. We're going to focus on the first 10 verses today, and we're going to talk about something that is very important. We sang about it. I'm a child of God. We prayed about it with aspect to that relationship that you and I have with Him as far as being children of God. Well, now we're going to talk about it. We're going to look at what John says about you and I being children of God and what that means. What does that mean? Now, why is that important? Well, you know, okay, our series is about walking in the light, about you and I living the life that God wants us to live in a world of darkness around us. And when we talk about darkness, we're talking about a world that is dominated by Satan, that the world system is dominated, that's moving towards being anti-God. But how are you to be? What is it that needs to be true about you in the midst of this world of darkness that we live in? And so what he's done now is he's progressing along in this letter. He's getting to the point where he wants you and I to understand. Remember, we talked about it last week, that you're different, right? Well, you're so different, he wants to point out that you're a child of God. We are the children of God. And so that should have some significance for us. Well, now, the sad thing is what I find is, for most of us, we don't even have any clue. Because their Christianity is, quote, a set of beliefs. Their Christianity is the service they attend, if they go to the service. Their Christianity is something they tell other people. Well, I'm a Christian. Well, what does that mean? Nothing. Because the implications of what Christianity truly is hasn't really impacted their lives. And they don't truly understand who they are. And we're going to see that today. Because you and I, if you know Jesus and you've committed your life to follow him, we're children of God. So what does that mean? So I want you to notice with me, let's look together at God's Word. We're going to look at verses 1 to 10. Here's what John writes. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. And what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteousness, as he is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. By this it is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother. All right, so here's what we're going to do, folks. We're going to break this down into two sections, verses 1 to 3. He's going to talk about God's love expressed, okay? What does it mean about God expressing his love? What does that mean practically for you and I? And then we're going to see the contrast. He's going to contrast those who are children of God and those who are children of the devil. So we're going to talk about that a lot of as we move into that section. So let's look first of all verses 1 to 3. I want you to notice it's a powerful statement. Look what he says in verse 1. See what kind of love the Father has given to us that we should be called the children of God, and so we are. Here's the first thing I want you to see. This is something that I find that a lot of people don't really grasp, but I want you to grasp it today. Here it is. God's love made us his children. It's his love that made you his child. There is so much there that we can unpack, okay? What do you mean unpack? So I want you to understand, your standing with God, who you are with God as a child of God, it has nothing to do with you. It never had anything to do with you. You didn't do anything to gain his attention. You didn't do anything to gain his grace in your life that reached down and opened your eyes to the truth so that you would respond. God's love is what was poured out in the person of Jesus Christ and what he did for us. It's God's love that made you a child of God, not you. Nobody can claim that. How do you know that, George? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. For by grace we are saved, not of works, lest anyone, what? Boast. Nobody can sit there and say, well, I know I got God's love in me because I'm doing this. No, he loves you in spite of you. And I think we understand that practically. So you know what? This has been a great, wonderful week so far for us. We've got another week.